Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting time here today, and I just want to take the opportunity to welcome Eric to the Kansas City Chiefs family. I'd like to welcome his mother and his father and his grandmother as well here. I had a chance to talk about Eric's ability to play on the field. Today gives you a chance to kind of see why we're excited to have him as our first pick in the 2013 draft. And with that, I'll take some questions for Eric. This is Eric's day now.
I know. But just a little bit, seeing him up close and personal, getting him here, is this like just real excitement for you? Can you describe this day having him here?
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, all along, we felt everything about Eric represented what the Kansas City Chiefs all about, his person and also his ability to play the game. That's why it's exciting.
Yeah, it's great being here. It's great being a Chief and being part of this organization. What an opportunity for me. What an honor to be the first pick and, for them to believe in me like that. And, I'm really looking forward to getting to work, really looking forward to, getting to know the players around here. I had the opportunity to talk to Alex Smith last night. So that was just absolutely, kicked it off the right way. And, I really look forward to getting to know the O-linemen and, getting that bond with them and earning their trust and, like I said, looking forward to getting to work.
Did you hear from other players? They heard, Dwayne
posted a tweet out.
Have some of the guys, responded either by email or Twitter or whatever?
As far as players? No, I only talked to Alex so far. I met a couple guys down in the locker room here today, and, it's nice starting to learn some faces, and it's great learning the area around here, seeing where I'm going to be for the next however many years of my life, and I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait to go over to Arrowhead and see that stadium, because I heard it is absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see the fans, meet a bunch of the fans, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like running out this fall to that crowd. That's why I'm so excited. I think, like a lot of people have said, I have so much upside. I still have my best football to play. I think I'm, I'm nowhere near the top right now, and I think I have so much room to grow. I think I have a lot of technique, that I'll be able to learn from Coach Heck and Coach Chung. It's just going to be such a great experience. What an opportunity, like I said.
15-320.
Listen, you don't force anything on that. Normally what you see with young offensive linemen in the league, once they get on the strength program here and then they're eating regularly, college, they're scrounging a couple of those meals, but they're given one free. But it's once they get their diet regulated, normally they put on 8 to 10 pounds in that first year is what you normally see. So you don't want to take away from the athletic ability that he holds. At the same time, he's strong right now. It's not like you created a little bit of a weak sister look there, but that's not what you're looking at here. He can hold his own, right? So,
5-6 years ago, you were a high school punter, I believe, and now you're about to put on this hat. Does it kind of all hit you now that you had the thing happen yesterday and the hat's in front of you now?
Yeah, this has been my dream for so long. I never thought about, how far I've gotten in the game. I never was satisfied with where I was in the game. And I think that's why I was put in the position I was put in yesterday. And, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. It's been my dream for so long to play in this league and to be the number one pick. That's just, beyond a goal complete. Obviously I set really high goals for myself. But I think at first it was, my highest goal was to be the first, a first rounder, and to go number one. I mean, I can't even describe how great that feels.
Can you talk about the emotion? I mean, before the draft, it had to be kind of continual. Then all of a sudden the green is there. It's like, pinch me, is this real?
Yeah.
Now you're here in Kansas City. You're sitting next to two great men in the NFL. And it's like, has it all hit you, or have you come back?
Not at all. I think it's, you know, it's been a whirlwind since my name's been called. You know, it's just been nonstop. I think I only got like 2 hours of sleep last night, and then, you know, I was here. But, yeah, I think it'll set in here in the next couple hours, I think, maybe on my way home tonight. You know, it's just amazing. I'm so excited to get back here, get to work, and, you know, really get to know this organization and the tradition that comes here. Yeah, my mom's been my biggest support throughout my life. She's been to all my games. She's, you know, sacrificed a lot to give me a lot in life. But, you know, that's the thing I like most about her is she didn't hand me anything in life. She told me if I wanted something, go out and work for it. Because that's, you know, that's the kind of family I come from. I'm a very blue-collar kind of guy. You know, I've worked for everything in my life, and I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed for everything that I've earned. Yeah, I think this is a great fit for me. You know, I'm just looking forward to helping a team out. I love the game and everything that comes along with it. You know, just trying to win games. You know, I love winning. I'm a winner. I have a winning attitude. And until I guess, winning, you know, I'm going to bust my butt to, you know, get the job done and help a team out wherever I can. Yeah, what a great staff. You know, couldn't be around better guys. You know, I think the mentality here is, you know, just a, you know, hard-nosed kind of mentality and, you know, very, very down-to-earth kind of guys, and we just get the job done. You know, to be a part of that is, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get back here and get to work. Yeah, obviously the first pick, there's a lot of expectations that, you know, I'm going to have to live up to. And, you know, I'm a kind of person that takes that on, you know, very seriously. And, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power, you know, everything I can to be the best player and show everybody why I was the first pick. I will back that up the best I can. And, you know, Luke has been a great competitor throughout this whole process. So has Lane. You know, it was a great experience because it always kept me hungry, you know. It was a big competition between the three of us. Obviously, you know, three of us went 4 picks last night. So, you know, it probably came down to, you know, hairs. But, you know, the fact that they went with me, you know, what an honor. I haven't. And, you know, it's exactly where driving in today. It's exactly where I need to be. This is my kind of, you know, I'm a country boy. And, you know, it looked like home to me. Yeah, the biggest thing I've heard is about the barbecue, and on top of that even is the fans. I heard the fans here are just awesome. You know, you couldn't play for better fans, and coming out to a sea of red is, you know, I can't imagine what that's going to be like. It's you know, something I'm really looking forward to in this fall. Yeah, I think I'm a very versatile lineman. I've played the right side in my college career, and you know, I'm coming into this program or this organization just trying to help the team out in any way I can. I'll play anywhere. You know, put me at a position, I'm going to do my best at that position.
Eric, or even Andy or John, what is the schedule for Eric? When can he come and participate?
Well, it'll be in 2 weeks. We'll have the rookie mini camp, and then he'll be allowed to stay after the rookie mini camp and get right into that phase three part of the off-season program. So he's got a couple weeks here to get himself back. He's been working out for people. He's been traveling places, and now he can get his life back settled a bit before he has to make that move out here.
Derek, nobody else. Unique spot. Is there a burden that goes along with that? Do you feel like you have a good support system
Yeah, what a category to be put in. You know, so many great players have been taken first overall, and you know, it's just such an opportunity, such an honor. You know, but the support system, you know, I have is absolutely amazing. So many people are behind me. So many people, you know, have really pushed me in life and, you know, expected the most out of me. And I think that's going to continue here.
Eric, what was the toughest question they asked you, or the most difficult thing? Did you ever feel at some point like, oh, okay, you know, I answered that really good. I aced that. I mean, because I know they talked to you a little bit and they were very impressed with you. But what did you think?
Yeah, obviously it's a huge investment they're making in me, and they want to know everything about me. And I was fortunate to have a left tackle in this league with Joe Staley to talk to through this process, and he really helped me on what to expect, what kind of questions you're going to be asked. And, you know, he told me, you know, just be yourself, answer the questions how you would normally answer them, don't try to impress anybody. But, yeah, I don't think I really – faced anything unexpected. I know exactly why they want to know everything. I mean, I would too. So yeah, nothing out of the ordinary, but you know, very thorough.
Okay. All right, guys. All right. You guys.